when Justin Bonner and Casey Turner founded Jailbreak Brewing in Laurel in April 2014, their initial design featured a large and warm tap room with a floor-to-ceiling view of the brewery located directly behind the bar. And since that moment, Jailbreak has not only been producing some of the best beer in Maryland, they've also continued to refine their business model. Justin Bonner and I got together this week and talked about Jailbreak's never-ending commitment to quality and innovation.
April 2018, we finally opened our restaurant here. We kind of wanted the same care and thought that goes into our beer every day. So we brought on a great executive chef. So really our concept is everything's made fresh in-house. Everything from our chips to our pickles to you name it. We don't have a freezer on site. Everything's really kind of creative. A lot of locally sourced products and ingredients. We changed the menu up quite a bit. So there's some things like our shishito peppers. We only serve those X amount of months a year because we only buy local peppers. Crabs the same way. We won't buy southern crabs. We only use crabs that come locally here from the Bay Area. You know? So we only have crab offerings usually about 3 or 4 months a year, if that. A lot of times the food is created around our beer. So we have a new beer coming out. We will all sit down together. We'll taste the beer. And chef will get kind of inspired to make something unique, basically built around that. So we always lead with the beer here. So now we have some wine and we have some spirits offerings. Everything is based around the beer. We're really proud of it. It brings new customers in, new net customers that maybe don't come here for the beer, come here for the food, but they get to discover not only our beer, but craft beer in general.
Jailbreak's beers are, without exception, excellent. They have 5 year-round beers, the Infinite, an amber ale, Feed the Monkey, an orange Hefeweizen, Check the Technique, a Czech Pilsner, Pour Righteous, an American IPA, and Special Lady Friend, a hazy IPA, and so much more. Innovation in brewing is part of what makes Jailbreak so exceptional.
So we decided to elevate our head brewer into the brewmaster position as he's a really progressive in what he wants to do and really kind of expand not only his what he can do, but with all of our entire brew crew. Clay Baines, as of January 1st, is our new brewmaster, but he's been with us since the beginning. He started with us about 1 month into production. Also came from Dogfish as well and has a great background. So not only does he really understand the fundamentals of brewing and also the importance of quality control and how to put that into practice, but he also is progressive in the way he thinks.
Jailbreak's commitment to quality is unparalleled. As we talked, Justin told me about a spectacular Imperial Oat Milk Stout made with hazelnuts and coffee.
We use only natural ingredients, no natural flavorings or extracts. So, in making this, it's very hard to actually come up with some of these flavors and actually infuse them into the beer using real ingredients. We could use a small vial of hazelnut, or we could actually buy hazelnuts, toast them in-house, crush them, put them into the beer, but you just need a lot more of it. So we do a lot of tasting panels to really understand what we're getting out of the beer. Some beers should only take 2 weeks to make. They take 5 because we're constantly tweaking it out. We're adding things. We're balancing it out. It can be difficult, but at the end of the day, I think it's a better way forward.
Coming towards the end of this year, a huge sour beer series from Jailbreak Brewing in collaboration with Evil Twin Brewing from New York City. Jailbreak Brewing, standards of excellence and creativity in brewing. Cheers.